All right, family, welcome to the show Inside the Drive at 5. We got a special guest in the building, Big Rock.
Yes, sir, one of the bosses.
Yes, big boss.
One of the big bosses, is in the building.
In the building, and where she go? Where she go?
She grabbed me by my ear and drugged me in here today. Told me, you better get in here.
So, Muskegon Covenant Academy has been known for dealing with at-risk kids, Muskegon. And so we wanted to talk to the head of schools about changes that might be coming to Muskegon and how it's going to impact our local kids here. And before we get into the conversation, last year I had a chance to attend the Rotary Club where we were special guests, and also Muskegon Covenant Academy kids were special guests. And I had a chance to listen to some testimonies of a couple of kids. Muskegon, I want you to hear what they had to say on how Muskegon Covenant Academy impacted their life.
Knowledge that I can take with me forever. My plans after high school is I want to go to college for cosmetology and business. I have 7 siblings. 3 of them graduated from MCA. I'm working towards being the 4th. When I first went to MCA, it was about 3.5 years ago. I was 16 years old. I wasn't as focused as I am now, I can say. I wasn't myself. I still needed to work on me and my goals. So for my change, I had to come to a realization of my weaknesses. When I was at Muskegon High School, I had a boyfriend, and I stopped focusing on my schoolwork, and that led me to getting kicked out and going to MCA. When I went to MCA, I was single. Then I ended up getting in a relationship when I wasn't ready. That almost cost my future. I stopped going to school, I stopped doing my work, I drifted away from God and myself. But of course, MCA is the best school. Then I got myself together and came back to school. The staffs helped me a lot. They talked to me, they encouraged me, and they got me on back on track with my schoolwork.
Oh my God, what a story.
They gave me a lot of opportunities and a lot of knowledge that I can take with me forever. And for that, MCA will always have a special place in my heart.
That video alone had me. I'm always in tears, Dan, hearing that testimony. But here's another testimony from a young lady impacted by Muskegon Covenant Academy.
I'm a student at Muskegon Covenant Academy. I will be graduating June 11, 2024. I'm a full-time employee at ADAC Automotives. After graduation, I plan on doing 2 years in the fall at Muskegon Community College, then my last 2 years at Grand Valley State University, in order to obtain my master's degree in early childhood education. I've always wanted to be an educator for young children. My main focus when I started MCA was to just get my high school diploma, but after a couple months, they would have different guest speakers come in and talk to us about a lot of jobs and careers that we could do after high school. I highly recommend students who have recently dropped out, even teen moms, are welcome. This is a place for you. They have a baby room for parents so they can do their schoolwork. All the staff play an important role. Ms. D's job title is family specialist. She is amazing at her job. She's the one who plans and organizes events like count days, spare week, field trips, etc. If you're having issues at home, you can talk to her. Another wonderful person is Ms. Megan. She is also located in the front office. She's an amazing listener. I am very thankful for all the teachers and staffs not for giving up on me. I truly am satisfied with the staff's work on keeping a safe and learning environment, especially for the students who like to work at their own pace.
Wow. So Maya, when you hear these testimonies, how do this make you feel?
It really touches my heart that we've had the opportunity to pour into their lives. These young ladies, they did enroll in college after they graduated, and they're doing both very well. And so it just really does my heart good to see that we've made a difference in someone's life. And we have so many testimonies, much like theirs. And it just makes you alive to what's going on in your community. You want to know what's going on in your community, and you want to know what supports that they can get. And I'm telling you, Muskegon, we love our young people. That's our mission. That's our tagline: unconditional love and absolute respect.
What's been the impact on the graduation rates in the Black community?
We've graduated over 225 students since we've been open. And we're talking about students that have been incarcerated, students that have dropped out of school, students that have babies and they had to drop out because of that. So we've impacted a lot of lives in this community.
Wow. That's so. But now there's a new direction that,
yes.
that your management company won't be a part of. A new direction under Jim Fisher, who is the board chair for Muskegon Covenant Academy, right? Board
yes.
Chair. Mm-hmm. How does this new direction, how does it intertwine with what you guys are doing now? What is this new direction, I should say?
Well, the talk is that they are wanting to move into a CTE school, vocational type. But how it impacts our students is the whole mission will change. Because the mission was founded by Mr. Joseph, who started several schools. He started four in Detroit, one in Grand Rapids, one in Saginaw, one in Kalamazoo, and also Muskegon. And when they invited him to come, the people that invited him was Judge Pittman, John Felsky, and Chris McGuigan. And he came and he bought something that you really never see in traditional high schools. And that's love and absolute respect, wanting to change the lives of people. And not just the students themselves, but their families too. And so that mission will leave along with CAF, which is the management company.
So the foundation was built on what you guys did.
Yes, the foundation and the success of what we're doing is built on that.
Wow. Go ahead, Big Rob. I'll let you take the next one, man.
Sound like they're trying to make a slave plantation.
I mean, explain the career.
That's what it sounds like.
Is it just trying to shoot kids into factories, or is it explain if you can? I mean, because you're not in charge of that part. Mm-hmm. What do you know so far? As what are they trying to do? Make kids work in factories or program work in factories?
Well, they're pretty much trying to do what CTC does.
Okay. That we already have.
And so they're trying to make it a school where students can learn a trade, which we have no problem with. But they need to learn. They need to, number one, learn how to read. It's hard to educate a child in vocational trainings if they can't read. And that's one of the things you have to be able to read at a ninth grade level or above, because that's what everything is, a ninth grade level or above. And that's something you cannot graduate from our school without having to do that. You have to reach that goal. And so we put on our students what they need, not only to be successful. If they want to be a carpenter, fine. But everybody doesn't want to be a carpenter. If they want to be a plumber, fine. But we have to get you to that point. And a lot of times students don't take the time to do that when they don't have the barriers that's in their lives taken care of. You know, the baby room, the daycare. We lease to a daycare down the hall. I mean, different things like that. Things that the barriers that come in their lives, that's what we try to eradicate before we do anything else. And once we do that, because if they dropped out of school for a reason.
Right, right.
So now here you are. We're loving you. We're giving you what you need. We're supplying. And that's why all of the community supports us.
Right.
I mean, all of the community. It's really surprising.
It's working. What you guys are doing are working.
It's working.
We just heard the testimony. I was there. I videotaped it. It really touched my soul when I heard these young girls talk about what MCA did with love. Now, when you come in somebody who's thinking about numbers, they're doing it with numbers. They're not doing it with love. You guys are loving the students right now.
They got a place to stay.
They do. Yes.
You know, and they have parents there. You know, if you've never been there, you know, go by there and see.
Check it out.
They have rooms. They, you know, like I said, they have usually a husband and wife that live there also.
Yes.
And the husband and wife act as parents to these children. And sometimes kids need that more than just, you know, stand on this line and turn this screw on this part.
So if I'm getting this right, Judge Pittman was down there for the foundation, right?
Yes, he was.
And we know the director, I can't think of his name that you mentioned, the founder.
Yes, Mr. Joseph.
Mr. Joseph. I do know that Chris
McGuigan
mm-hmm. was there. I know Aslan Scott been there for a long time.
Aslan Scott was our board president for seven years.
And so the new board kind of changed, right?
Well, it's not a new board. It's just that Aslan, of course, Aslan, she's on the MCC board now.
Right.
And so having to move because she couldn't serve on both, Jim Fisher as the vice chair moved into the chair position. Okay. And that's when things started to change.
What percentage of your kids are Black kids?
We have 95% of our students are African American.
And what percentage of the board is Black?
Two.
It's two out of eight?
Two out of five now.
So about 30%. Yes. 30%. Mm-hmm. So we have a white board making decisions for Black kids.
Yes.
And saying we need to push them to the factories.
Pretty much, yes. Depending on what vocation that the student chooses, but our students just want to come to school and get their high school diploma. They want to be loved. They want to be cared for.
And we just had CTC on yesterday. They told us that these kids can go to CTC.
They can.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why would you need something like that unless you're trying to do something else, teach them how to pick cotton?
Well, I hope that's not on the table.
No, I hope that's not on the table. But the thing is, so like what we're doing is actually working, because even shout out to Superintendent Cortez and shout out to Superintendent Holmes, where we're not trying to compete against them.
Right.
We are reaching out to the people, the students that have dropped out, they're disengaged, you know, they're not going anywhere, going to jail. Those are the students that we reach out to. And it's really, really, it's really sweet that Superintendent Cortez and Superintendent Holmes, their students, like they'll say, oh, well, you need the love of Ms. Clark. You need to go to Muskegon Covenant. And I mean, they'll literally give us students, you know, Holmes and Superintendent Cortez, they give us students, especially the students that have disengaged, that are over the age and need to get their high school diploma. We don't give a GED. Nothing's wrong with a GED, but right. We give a regular high school diploma like every other traditional school.
And that's the beauty of it. I see the kids interact with you and a lot of your staff, and it seemed that like they, you know, really genuinely love the students and care for the students. Instead of saying, well, you go to the office and just get out my hair, they'll stop what they're doing and actually have a conversation with these children. And, you know, just because they're 18 and the law says they're grown, they ain't nowhere near grown yet.
Nope.
You know, and it takes time, and the love you were able to offer them and the respect they had for you, at least from what I saw, I ain't never seen no child disrespect you up there or anything like that, or any of the schools you've ever worked at, you know. So I just don't see, you know, and I've attended a couple of the board meetings and stuff, and I don't see what the major problem was. They keep saying about people doing wrong and even you doing wrong, but they never confirmed that, if I am actually correct on that, right?
You're definitely correct.
They never found no ill that you had done, or no money you stole, or nothing of that nature, you know. So what is it, you know, besides you want to,
what do you think it is, Maya?
You know, I want to say that we had four disgruntled CAF staff that has since been let go, and that's because they set out to destroy the school. And it was just really, really sad, the things that they were doing, the lies that they were telling, setting up certain things to happen in the building. And it just was really, really a sad situation. For whatever reason, I don't know why they didn't like me. They accused me of beating people, kids. And, well, I ain't beat them. You'd be surprised. There are parents that call me over the weekend and say, Miss Clark, will you please come to my house? And, you know, so, I mean, there was just so many lies and things done and told. And so I really don't know what it is. I know when we were in the board meeting, one of the CAF board members, he quoted that our fund balance is very, very high. So I don't want to say it's about the money.
What about the academics? Where are the kids that are going to come down to their grades?
So the person that we had working on the academics is one of the ones that failed us. However, even in the midst of her trying to deceive or trying to make us fail, we rose. And our students are finishing and earning credits like crazy, like crazy. And we've doubled. We've also in the year 2023 and 24, we had about 1,000 students, not 1,000 students, but 1,000 credits earned. This year, so far, we're almost over half of that.
Oh, wow.
And the year's not even up.
Now, the board chair, he was affiliated with Waypoint Academy, too, right?
Yes, he was.
And what happened with that school?
Grand Valley closed the school because the test scores were not good.
And so Grand Valley is not threatened MCA for that, are they?
No, Grand Valley is working with him with what they're doing, and what they're trying to do is change the whole mission of the school. At first, Grand Valley was not in favor of the CTE program, just as CAF wasn't. But now things look different. And so what they're doing is letting CAF go, breaking that partnership with Mr. Joseph, who is the founder of the mission.
See, when you say CAF, that is Covenant Academy
Foundation. That's our management company.
Management company. The ones who put the money up to start the school.
Yes, the ones that worked very. So Chris McGuigan and Judge Pittman played a very major role in all of that. You know, with the community foundation and things like that. And with the money that we did borrow, we paid that back within a year. So it was like y'all know I'm gonna keep it Christian. So it's like the Lord just opened a door to bless us. And we continue to be blessed under what we have. Mr. Joseph is a praying man. And I've never worked for a man who is such a devout believer. Right. And God called him to the mission. And the mission is the covenant. Hmm. And once you remove the covenant, then what do you have?
Wow. So you guys get removed, then another company will come in with another mission.
Yes.
Wow. And Judge Pittman is not connected with that new company then?
Oh, no. Judge Pittman is CAF.
CAF, Covenant Academy.
Covenant Academy's Foundation.
Wow. That, did you see this coming? Because you put a lot of work into this.
When they started to tell lies on me, yeah, I started to see the writing on the wall. They know that I'm well known in the community. They know that, you know, a lot of the supports that we do get, just like you guys and so many others. I mean, basically, Muskegon Public, their representative came and said, hey, we only send our kids here because of Maya.
Exactly.
You know, and Superintendent Holmes said the same thing. And so when I started to see them coming after me, I kind of knew that they would come after CAF because I am CAF. And Mr. Joseph is CF. And like I said, I love that man.
Is there a money grab? Is this money connected to this thing? Well, management company?
Well, of course, a management company does get paid because we get paid out of that. So okay. Whatever money the school pays the management company and the HR company, then we get our salaries.
Is there any connection between some board members and the management companies?
No.
Intertwining of relationships, kids working for them?
No.
Okay. All right. That's... Wow, I hate to see this happen.
I do too.
Because
I really
it's
do.
Such a unique mission.
Yes,
it's very unique to have a place where the kids that's separate from the school building be able to go and lay their head and rest and study for the night, not having to worry about the light bill, the gas right. bill, if the light's gonna get cut off, if the gas gonna get cut off. Now we all have our mishaps in right. our own homes. Toilet might overflow, a pipe might be plugged, and you got to wait for the people to come in and fix it, or right. the electricity might go out, but they don't have to worry about did mama pay this bill.
Right.
You and know, you understand what I'm saying?
Rob met the kids, some of them homeless.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And you guys have provided a safe haven for them.
Yeah.
And the system is working, and one person comes on and one of this sleeping on it. I mean, just put a rug underneath you.
We
it
have,
don't sound good. Don't look good.
We have a young man who was literally sleeping in the back of an abandoned building first. And then he was sleeping in a backyard in a tent before he moved into Covenant Hall.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what happens next?
Well, CAF, if it continues to go like it is, CAF will no longer work with this particular school. Means
you guys can go somewhere else, though.
Well, the management company, the new management company, whoever they get, can hire the staff that we have already, or they can choose to bring in another staff.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. Thank you for your passion, Maya. You know, I've seen how you work with kids, you know, from Tri-Valley on up and how they respond to you. Mm. I think, you know, you're a huge asset to this community. And
thank you.
I think it'd be very smart of those board members to listen to you. You know, nobody has the experience. I mean, very few people have the experience you have on the ground. And people don't know your passion, your testimony. If they knew what Maya came through to get to this point, they know that you won't let these kids down because you see yourself in them.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And that's probably what the Jim Fishers of the world can't see, because they haven't been through the story of you almost losing your life on the streets.
Yeah. Wow.
To where you at now.
Don't make me cry,
Paul. I mean, that's real. I'll be just being 100.
Yeah.
You were on drugs.
Yep.
You were facing death.
Yep.
And so when you look at these black kids, you see a little Maya that's in her 20s that came to Muskegon because of the Christian Center here.
Teen Challenge. Yep. Yeah. And God changed me.
And look at you now. Masters and everything.
Well, excuse me. I have an ed specialist that's just a step down from the doctorate.
A couple credits away from the doctorate. They would be smart to listen to Maya Clark. I think that's terrible that they plan to go to. If something's working,
you don't change it. Yeah. You don't.
But man, I wish Aslan Scott would have stayed on the board. I know she got to. Ooh, she had to go to.
She did. Oh Lord. Wow. But she has the mission. She's led us for 7 years, and from all of them. I mean, Judge Pittman was the president at first, and then Chris McGuigan, and then Aslan, and the mission is working. And we are reaching and changing the lives of students. And it's just awesome. It's phenomenal. I would hate to see that change, but I know it would.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Yeah. If the mission changed, everything changes.
Everything changes once the mission changes.
Rob, anything before we go?
No, I'm going to shut up because things I want to say she don't need to be a part of.
Okay. Maybe in our commentary in 6 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. 6 o'clock hour. I'll be able to say what I want to say.
Maya, anything before we go?
No, just community, know what's going on in the schools that you send your children to and know who is leading those schools that you send your children to. You want to make sure that your children are being loved and cared for and taken care of in every aspect. We don't just educate them. We take care of them. I'm talking about, we have a pantry that people donate so many things, and then we buy a lot of stuff. We feed students that, we have this one young man, he's not our student anymore, but he's homeless, and he comes every week to get something to eat. Wow. He's still family. So we love our students, and we make sure that they understand we're their families. And my parents know, not only do I become the leader of the student, or like the aunt or something, they call me auntie or whatever, some call me mama, but even their parents know, okay, you become my sister. We have a covenant to make sure your child succeeds, and we have to work together to do that. And if they don't have a parent that does that, then here I am. Here's my staff. And I try to surround my students well-rounded. So I try to put more people that look like them in places where they can help and understand what's going on in their lives. And I'm not saying that all the board members, we have some really good board members. Tamika. Yeah. She is phenomenal, and no doubt. She understands where we are, where we right. come from, and what our students have experienced. And that's all we want to do. We just want to love them to success. And we have so many successful stories. It's working. Just make sure you know who's leading your child.
Who is leading your child? Where their heart is at, and what's their track record?
We're dealing with
our kids.
Right.
This organization has changed. And there's a correlation with crime and graduation rates. Mm-hmm. There's a correlation. The higher the graduation rate is, the lower the crime. Mm-hmm. And crime is, I mean, we talk to the prosecutor all the time. Crime is trending down. It's been trending down in Muskegon. I know it don't seem like to some folks if you've right. been a victim of it, but it has trended down.
Right.
So we'll like to say the MCA we'll like to think the MCA has played an impact in it.
Oh, it does. The probation officers send us their kids. DJ Hilson, a phenomenal supporter. And we all work together because we want to make sure that these kids don't continue the cycle. Let's change the cycle. Let's change what's going on. And that's what we do. It's not about, okay, we want them to get a job. Yes, but you 15 and you just coming out of the JTC, you need to focus on real life, what you're doing wrong, how not to go back. Yeah. Then we'll talk about a job.
Yeah, sometimes you got to go back to you got to go back to the core.
You got to
and repair all that.
You know got I mean? To
like with math, you just can't. If you mess up with math, you got to go back.
You
to
definitely,
the
definitely
build back up.
Definitely, definitely. And it's really sad because you see people come in. So we go from 15 to 22. Well, you see a 19-year-old that can't read. They're at a third grade level. Well, you don't have much time. You're going to have to do something. You're going to be an adult.
Yeah.
So those are the things that we address. We address everything that will help to change their lives. Mandela said it best. Education is the weapon to use to get out of poverty.
Amen. I agree. There you go. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Going back to our music, Saturday Jams.